Canva.
Yeah, it is. In sports, as in business, if you look good, you feel good, and you play good.
That's why we love Canva. It's simply the best online graphic design software we've ever used.
Neither one of us are designers, and yet both of us have created beautiful designs for our business using Canva.
We designed our merch on Canva.
We designed our social posts on Canva.
We designed the signs for our T-Boy Live show on Canva.
True story. Oh, and Canva isn't just for startups or entrepreneurs either, because 90% of Fortune 500 companies now use Canva.
But it definitely is for startups like us, the T-Boy Podcast Media Company.
Our creative director literally said she cannot live without Canva.
And we believe her. It'll make your business look good, which will make you feel good, and you'll perform better.
So Yeti, start designing today at canva.com. Canva, designed for work.
This podcast is supported by FedEx.
FedEx offers picture proof of delivery, packageless and paperless returns, as well as weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. on Saturday and 50% on Sunday.
See the FedEx service guide for delivery information.
FedEx Ground service is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See what FedEx can do for your business.
Absolutely. Positively, FedEx.
Airbnb.
I hosted on Airbnb 9 years ago for the first time, but I'm doing it again this year because I got a trip to France in the summer and a trip to the tropics over Christmas.
All right, Jack, besides those humble brags, both of those trips, what are you going to do with your place, man? What are you doing with it?
For both of those trips, I'm putting my place on Airbnb.
Because now there's an obvious benefit to hosting on Airbnb. It's financial.
I'm putting the money from my Airbnb revenue towards my plane tickets for both of those flights.
All right, so it's incredible. Instead of your place just sitting empty while you're on vacation, you're going to earn a little extra money while you're away. It's a win-win.
Truly. And setting my schedule as a host on Airbnb is so convenient. Airbnb has easy-to-use features that allow me to update my calendar, so I host exactly when I want to host.
Yeah, Eddie's, if you live somewhere you already have an Airbnb, Airbnb it.
Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And this is Snacks Daily. Welcome back. It is Monday,
November 23rd.
Happy last week of Thanksgiving. This happens to be the best Snacks Daily yet.
This is so much better than the Snacks Daily we did the other day.
Jack, what is our first story? What do we got over there?
Affirm is IPOing on the belief that you hate credit cards.
But funny thing, you still want to buy that thing you can't afford.
Yeah, you still want to treat yourself.
You still want to treat yourself. So Jack, second story, what else we got?
Circle thy calendars for December 25th, Snackers.
It's not Christmas. Actually, it is Christmas, but also we're calling it, it's going to be Stream-a-palooza.
A lot of new flicks coming out.
A lot of new flicks, a lot of new media strategy. Third and final story, Jack.
Wish is the fourth and final major company that announced last week that we're IPOing.
Honestly, this is getting exhausting, but Wish.com wants online shopping to feel more like, a TV game show. Let's go with that.
But Snackers, before we hit those three great stories, it is Monday. It is officially go time.
It's go time, Jack. For consumers, it is officially the holiday season starting this week.
You don't need a Starbucks cup to tell you the time of the year, Nick.
Although, Jack, Starbucks holiday cups technically do, I guess, tell us the time of year.
They really do. For retailers, though, this is the holiday season. It's the most critical time of the year for them.
Black Friday, extremely literal day. It was a holiday with a purpose.
Yes. To help stores and retailers go from the unprofitable red ink into the profitable black ink.
But Jack and I got curious because this is a critical week. We were curious about who the most important customer for all these retailers is.
And we're not talking like, 18 to 55 year old males, not demographics. Single customer is like the driver of Black Friday holiday sales?
So apparently the most critical customer in the entire economy for this holiday season is the Queen of England.
The Queen herself. She's like her own economic stimulus package.
Get this. She's spending $40,000 a year just on these holiday gifts.
That's almost $500,000 for each year of age that she has.
And apparently she's got a little Santa complex going on because she has a casual, 620 people on her holiday list.
That's right. The Queen of England purchases gifts every holiday for 620 people. And we actually did the math.
Yeah.
That's only $64 per gift, which is a little less royal than I expected with the $40,000.
A little stingy for like giving to loyal subjects. They're loyal. They're extremely loyal.
Now her go-to gift, it turns out, is a Christmas pudding served in a little little box, which explains the $64.
I guess a $64 nice figgy pudding is actually very nice. That sounds great.
Oh, by the way, Netflix season 6 for The Crown. We're writing the stories for you.
That's what we do. Snackers, happy beginning of the holidays.
Nick and I had 3 pods this week before Thanksgiving, and then we'll be back with you Monday.
We're going to miss you, but in the meantime, we whipped up 3 wonderful stories. Let's hit them.
You're tuned in to Snacks Daily. We spoke to the lawyers and we got to get something legal out the way. The snacks you're about to hear ain't food, it's ear candy. They don't reflect the views of the Robin Hood family. It's all informational, just so you know. We're not recommending any securities.
Nope.
It's not a research report or investment advice. Not an offer or sale of a security.
Right.
Snacks is digestible, business news for you. Robin Hood Financial, LLC, member FINRA, /SIPC.
For our first story, Wish is a global flea market in an app that just filed to IPO.
Wish's ambitions are global. Its growth so far is local.
It feels like a bumper sticker. Can we turn that into a bumper sticker?
I think that has some legs.
I think it has a bumper sticker potential. Snackers, Wish might just ring a bell for you because it's an ad on the jersey of the Los Angeles Lakers since 2017.
That's right. They paid $12 to $14 million a year for that great shoulder advertising. But that ads, those ads are worth way more than that, Nick.
Oh my God, so much more. Get this. 1 year into the deal, the Lakers signed, you know, LeBron, not bad.
So then the most popular superstar on the planet was wearing Wish on his shoulder for 2 seasons, which included an NBA championship.
So Wish got kind of cocky and said, you know what? Things are going great. LeBron has this on his shoulder. Why don't we IPO?
There you go. Now Wish, which is based in San Francisco, they call themselves an affordable and entertaining mobile shopping experience for billions to enjoy.
That's like a lot of words to say. So Jack and I prefer to call Wish the Chinatown of NYC in an app.
Yeah, minus the delicious sweet and sour food.
That's true. They are missing on the food.
If you head downtown from Soho, you've seen the epic sea of colorful, plastic, cheap stuff that New Yorkers can indulge in.
Shops on shops on shops featuring Nerf footballs to bike helmets to fake passports. You can get it all, and it's all very affordable.
That's in Chinatown in New York City. But if you open up the Wish app, they offer all those lovely plastic direct from China stuff.
Charming.
In one e-commerce app.
So Snackers, you know what Jack and I did? We jumped in Snack Island. Jack, what was the first thing that you saw?
Before I even downloaded it, Wish told me that their stuff was 60 to 90% off.
Jack, we'll pay you to buy this stuff.
And then they randomly showed me an assortment of stuff when I opened it, including a stainless steel watch for $4 and a weighted training vest for $18.
Oh, not too bad. But Snackers, because we had to dive in a little further Snack Style, we noticed they had this one wild feature called Blitz Buy.
You spin a wheel with the tap of your finger, and then there's a countdown clock for you to throw as many things in your shopping cart as possible, and the discount grows the more items you put in your cart.
Basically, this is supermarket sweep, but for you to do solo on your phone.
Naturally, 108 million people are using this, scrolling endlessly through random assortment of extremely low-priced goods.
All right, so Jack and I had to size up Wish. And when you're looking at like a different strategy here that they're pursuing, you got to compare it to the leader in the field. In this case, Amazon.
Right. There's 2 unique differences that Wish has from Amazon.
All right, the first is actually kind of on the back end. You don't see this, but this affects why you're not paying those bigger prices.
Wish has no fulfillment centers. It holds no product. It has no inventory. It simply connects you directly with a factory, probably in China,
yeah,
which ships directly to you.
Wish isn't a physical thing. It's just like a mysterious in-the-air connector.
We said it's based in San Francisco. That means there's a few laptops in San Francisco, property of Wish.com.
And a server in the middle of Nebraska. Now, the second key difference with Amazon is that Wish's growth so far this year is 32%.
Yeah, this is like the best year ever for e-commerce, and its growth is lagging Amazon. And remember, Amazon is like way ahead of Wish.
Yeah, it is.
It shouldn't be growing faster than this little startup.
Plus, Wish is unprofitable. Jack almost coughed on his coconut water. So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Wish?
Wish thinks it can do what dollar stores are doing, but more fun and more scalable.
Snackers, in the US, Dollar General and Dollar Tree, they are major stock market winners of the past decade.
Both of those dollar store chains have added more locations, Nick, than we have McDonald's in this country to serve low-income America.
So the first way that Wish thinks it's improving upon those dollar stores is by being more scalable.
Right. By connecting shoppers directly with the low-cost Chinese suppliers, it can serve, it thinks, the entire world at low cost.
And the second key difference is that they actually think they can be more fun at Wish than the dollar stores.
Every customer that walks into a dollar store sees the same dollar store.
Yeah, you do.
But Wish's app learns about you, just like TikTok.
Yeah, it does.
And shows you the stuff that will delight just you, like a weighted vest in my case.
But here's the problem. Consistent losses, they show that running a whole global business not focused on, you know, any single country is pretty costly. For our second story, Jack, wrapped or unwrapped?
Christmas presents?
I haven't decided.
Gotta be wrapped.
I haven't decided.
Gotta be wrapped.
One thing about this Christmas is the same as every other. People are going to want movies.
But we're calling this Christmas, this December 25th, Christmas Streamapalooza.
Yes, we are, because this is like nothing else we've ever seen in media. Snackers, HBO Max, it was the brave and foolish movie studio that took a blockbuster to theaters in the middle of a pandemic.
That sounds like the trailer of like a drama where everything's going to go wrong.
It actually ironically sounds like the trailer of a Christopher Nolan movie.
Yeah, that's actually what we're talking about. Tenet, a movie that nobody saw. It made about $350 million globally in theaters, which wasn't even enough to cover costs.
All right, so like not only did Tenet lose money for HBO and its parent company, which is publicly traded, AT&T, it didn't even drive subscriptions for their streaming products.
And that matters because HBO Max lags way behind in terms of subscribers, despite its pretty legendary collection of movies and shows like Game of Thrones.
Jack, let's whip up our very own Nick and Jack whiteboard over here. We got HBO Cable plus HBO Max. Together, they've got, it looks like, 38 million subscribers. All right.
That is half as many subscribers as Disney Plus and a fifth of Netflix.
Now, let's step back for a minute. There used to be rules on how movies could become available, like the classic gotta be in theaters for 75 days.
And after 75 days, the movie could spread their wings to digital rental, digital purchase, DVD, Blu-ray, or you'd like stumble into it on TNT on cable.
Jack, throw that away. Studios are doing whatever they want this year and apparently forever.
So HBO announced last week they're trying something totally new with Wonder Woman 1984, a movie that looks awesome. They're letting fans decide.
They're going to let you decide. Because on December 25th, Wonder Woman is going to movie theaters and HBO Max at no extra charge.
So you can go to the theater and like risk it, defy the CDC.
Yeah.
Or you can watch safely at home. This is a customer-friendly move, giving them the choice.
Jack, why wouldn't every movie do this?
We actually think this could be the future for movie debuts.
So Jack, what's the takeaway for all our buddies who are streamers?
The century-old movie industry, they're back in full experimentation mode.
Snackers, every studio we've noticed is using 2020 to try out a new movie launch strategy and maybe a few of them.
Disney, our buddies over at Disney, they've tried like every possible launch strategy this year.
Let's go back to our whiteboard, Jack. First example here, no extra charge from Disney for direct-to-streaming of the Hamilton movie.
They did that on 4th of July weekend. I watched it myself. It was great.
And then they did direct-to-streaming, but at a premium price with $30 Mulan.
I watched that the weekend it came out too. Not as good as Hamilton.
Full disclosure here. But for major blockbusters like Star Wars, Avatar, and Marvel, Disney said, you know what? We're going to pump the brakes and wait until the second half of next year.
Those profit puppies are like too valuable to place into an experiment.
And Jack's probably going to see them anyway. But then Disney's taking its movie Soul, which is a Pixar film, which it confirmed is coming to Disney Plus directly on Christmas Day at no extra charge.
That's why we're calling it Christmas Streamapalooza.
So Snackers, we're thinking driving subscribers to streaming is the most important consideration here for any big media company.
How many million streaming subscribers do you have? That's what Wall Street cares about right now.
Cable is dying. Theaters are like, they're very injured.
Streaming, though, is booming.
For our third and final story, we got another IPO here. Affirm is the legend of buy now, pay later, and they also want to go public in the next month.
That's what this guy did with Affirm, which just filed its S-1 to go public.
Yes, they did.
And I'll tell you, the S-1 reads like an Instagram post.
Hey, how many times are you going to mention the word community, Airbnb? We get it.
A lot of fluffy, flowery language like purpose, community.
Delightful.
Responsibility.
Let's go with a lot of the responsibility. But funny thing Jack and I noticed about this IPO paperwork from Affirm, kind of reads like a college term paper.
Yeah, it opens with a thesis on how millennials, they hate using credit cards.
Yeah, get this. Apparently 25% of Americans like age 24 to 36 don't use credit cards.
But guess what? A big percentage of that Americans age 24 to 36 still want to buy things they can't afford right now.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. So credit cards, you know, they let you buy now and pay later. So Affirm,
lets you buy now and pay later.
But instead of applying for a credit card and having it like chase down your credit score,
awkward.
Affirm is just a one-click feature that you see at the checkout of your go-to retailer's website.
Jack, $269 at Walmart for that wet, dry electric shaver I know you've been cruising for?
You could pay $269 right now, or you could click Affirm and pay $25 a month over the next 12 months with no interest.
And their key value proposition here is that Affirm often charges 0% interest, but definitely no late fees.
Sometimes they do charge interest, but in the instances they don't charge interest, they're still making money because the merchant, like Walmart in this case, they pay Affirm for helping them close the sale.
So Snackers, here's what Jack and I find fascinating about Affirm. This is their key insight. You trust the brand you buy from more than the brand offering you money.
For instance, that industrial chic coffee table with reclaimed pipes from West Elm.
There's nothing Jack likes more than mid-century modern furniture. I can't get this guy to stop buying this stuff. It's amazing.
Well, if you're buying that coffee table, you'd rather be indebted to West Elm, who actually made the table, than like your Wells Fargo Visa card.
Because if you lived through the 2009 financial crisis, like Jack and I did, you may be one of the many millennials who trust the furniture more than the finance company.
And that's why revenues have doubled this year to $500 million. For Affirm, mainly because we're all just buying more stuff online, so we're seeing that Affirm option more often at the checkout.
Key asterisk here, though, Affirm, shocker, still not profitable.
Because it's a tech company.
Yep, exactly. They did only lose $15 million in the last 3 months, which is a whole lot less than the $1 billion that Uber lost, by the way.
But besides the unprofitability, we noticed another problem. Something that was mentioned 20 times in the S-1 document.
Get this, they mentioned the word Peloton 20 times. So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Affirm?
Affirm has one of the most classic business risks, overdependence on a single customer.
Snackers, Affirm name dropped Peloton so many times in its IPO paperwork because 28% of its sales come from Peloton.
That's right. Peloton offers Affirm at the end of every bike. So you can either pay $2,000 now,
okay,
or get 0% interest, $53 a month payments, which is a pretty good deal.
Okay, and that's why Peloton ended up making up $50 million of Affirm's revenues in just the last quarter.
Now, you could look at that as good news for Affirm.
Yeah, you could. Because, you know, Pelotonistas are more affluent, so they're more likely to not default and actually pay Affirm back.
But the fitness palooza, the at-home fitness palooza that Peloton is riding right now, that could change. Or Peloton could pick a different financing partner and cut Affirm out of this deal.
Boom, 28% of Affirm's revenue suddenly would disappear.
Affirm has that rare, freaky overdependence on one customer.
Jack, can you whip up the takeaways for us to start the week?
Wish is an eclectic flea market manifested in an app.
Great synonyms, Jack. It's IPOing because its logo basically won the NBA Finals this year.
Second story. The movie industry is back in full experimentation mode this year.
That's why Wonder Woman is given a streaming palooza for your subscription this Christmas.
For our third and final story, in English, Affirm means to assert or to state confidently.
It does. In business, it basically means buy now, pay later, and depend too much on one customer.
But screw those credit card companies. We don't like them.
We're not a credit card company. Don't call us a credit card. Now, time for our snack fact of the day. This one sent in by Liam from Schenectady, New York. Great town. Dutchman?
Go Dutchman, which just happened to be my childhood nickname, by the way.
And it also happens to be where Jack's brother went to school. My dad, there's like a whole thing here. It's a great place.
There's a whole thing here. But there's also a whole thing with money.
Turns out there are more $100 bills in circulation than there are $1 bills.
But get this, 4/5 of those Benjamins, they're circulating outside the United States. What the heck?
Most of those $100 bills, they're hanging out abroad. Makes no sense. Actually, it's kind of freaky.
It actually makes a lot of sense.
Snackers, Jack and I want you to have a fantastic kickoff to the holiday week. So we want to remind you that this podcast is produced by Robinhood, which is democratizing finance for all.
Snacks Daily, Robinhood Snacks, Robinhood. For Snacks Podcast listeners, you get a free stock if you set up a Robinhood account.
All you got to do, go to snackspodcast.robinhood.com to get your free stock on us.
By the way, if you already have a Robinhood account, awesome. You can still get a free stock if you refer Robinhood to a buddy.
Snackspodcast.robinhood.com for your free stock.
And by the way, HYHYSD.
If you know, you know.
And before we go, big happy birthday to Jalen Chance over in Jacksonville, Florida.
And Giovanni Rodriguez in Woodbridge, Virginia.
And Dan and Buttercup both have birthdays over in Long Island City.
And Tina H. in Dallas, Texas.
And Glenn in Chicago, which does logistics.
And happy second anniversary to Megan and Justin Mass in West Fargo, North Dakota.
And Robert, congrats on the new job with the Islanders and being from Long Island, although this is a Rangers podcast.
Although Long Island has fantastic bagels.
94.
This is Jack. Nick owns stock of Shopify. I own stock of Amazon.
The Robinhood Snacks podcast you just heard reflects the opinions of only the hosts who are associated persons of Robinhood Financial LLC and does not reflect the views of Robinhood Markets Inc. or any of its subsidiaries or affiliates. The podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended to serve as a recommendation to buy or sell any security and is not an offer or sale of a security. The podcast is also not a research report and is not intended to serve as the basis of any investment decision. Robinhood Financial, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC.
The free stock program of Robinhood is subject to certain limitations and the offer is available to new users only, subject to the terms and conditions at rbnhd.co/freestock. Free stock is chosen randomly from the program's inventory and snackers, investing is risky.
If you like The Best One Yet, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And before you go, tell us a little bit about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
We want to get to know you.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.